My favorite Turkish restaurant here is Sorali. And I don't think anything gets close to it. This is like Sorali level. Sorali, watch yourself.
Whoa.
Yeah, then they'll have the...
What's up, Just Foodies? Well, this isn't actually Just Food DXB.
That's right. Guys and girls, welcome to a new food podcast hosted by me, Taryn, and my co-host, Alex, where we take you on an unfiltered, unapologetic tour of the food culture here in Dubai. And sometimes we'll go beyond.
It's called Savage Appetites, and we're aiming to serve up a heaping plate of anything and everything food-related. Plus, maybe we'll chat about the things we're not supposed to talk about.
So, if you're in the mood to listen to us waffle on, or you're just a foodie at heart looking to add another podcast to your list, then join us.
And it's even available in a visual format too. Savage Appetites, unfiltered foodie conversations.
Yay, that's sick. Hello, guys. Welcome back to Savage Appetites. You're back with your two favorite boys talking about nonsense foodie related content. Me, Taryn Apple, and my lovely co-host, Alex, aka Just Food. And he's back, everyone.
From the stag do. We made it.
I'm so glad he's back, because otherwise this show would never go on. But yeah, buddy.
It was a big old boy.
Was it a big old boy?
It was a big old boy. I apologize in advance. Like, the words are not going to be flowing too smoothly today. It was excellent. It was everything that I imagined, that I dreamed a stag do would be.
Yeah.
And more.
Yeah.
And then also, like, midway through, having like an existential crisis that you are the stag, which is like, how many stag do's you go on? And you're like,
you're the guy.
I'm the stag now.
Yeah.
But yeah, honestly, like, Georgia, I'm saying it now, it is the best country in the world. Like, if you haven't been to Georgia, what are you doing? It's got everything. Like, the food's excellent. The hotel, the accommodation's like super cheap. Everything's affordable. The snow was like ridiculous.
Full skiing trip.
Like, the skiing was great. I didn't do too much skiing. Couldn't really stand up that much.
Yeah.
But then one of the days, we had like a whiteout.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and we were like...
okay.
And we had a white...
Keep us PG.
We woke up and it was like a blizzard, and we were like, oh, we'll go up to like the top of the mountain, see if it clears up the visibility. Yeah. Got up, couldn't see your hand in front of your face. So we're like, oh, we'll just stop in this bar. We'll have some food, have some drinks, and we'll just wait for it to clear over. 8 hours later... drinking nothing but Aperol Spritz and Jaeger Bombs for 8 hours, mate. We were steaming. And then, like, everyone, because we were literally those British guys. I apologize to those Georgian people.
Brits abroad.
Everyone started leaving and we just stayed. And then eventually we had, like, the Man United chants on, like, on the speaker. Even the staff were absolutely creasing. Yeah, it was class.
Do they have a local beer there?
They do. It's called Black Lion IPA. You pop the bottle.
Oh, it's an IPA.
Yeah, it's really, really good as well. It's quality beer.
And it's ice cold.
Oh, I wish I did.
Come on, Alex.
But yeah, it was good. Loved it.
My week was nowhere near as whimsical and fantastic and alcohol infused. Mine was a bit more chilled. I actually went to one restaurant that I've been wanting to go for a while.
Yeah.
Rascals.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it was just on the weekend. I was like, oh, I've got an opportunity to go down. Because where is it again? Sounds good. Anyway, if you just go on Rascals on there.
Questions
Instagram,
to a minimum today, mate.
If you search Rascals on Instagram, you'll find it. Basically, Rascals is a sandwich shop.
Yes.
Same guys who actually
own
Zaza's. I thoroughly enjoyed it, my friend, actually. Considering we were talking about sandwich shops and we kind of want a good sandwich shops, I actually liked it. I got the pastrami one.
Yeah.
And one they call the Rascal.
Yeah, the Rascal, yeah.
I actually preferred the pastrami one more.
Yeah.
Because I think
where does that pastrami come from? I know. It's...
Not America?
I think it's the guys from Carney Store, you know.
Oh, really?
I think so. Don't quote me on it, but I think I vaguely remember something.
And what was a surprise, their chips... Bang! Bang with a bang!
Pow, pow, pow!
Pow! Their chips were so good. I don't know if they're like triple cooked fries or something.
Really?
They were really nice and crispy on the outside, quite chunky chips, really fluffy on the inside. I'll get some chips on the side.
Yeah.
And they were actually fantastic. For me, the pastrami one was the best sandwich out of the two. Fries on point, little drizzle of salt.
The thing about their sandwiches is, like, you don't need any more than one. Like, normally, I've got a big appetite, and then I went to Rascals, and their sandwiches
are filled, stacked. Yeah,
they're thick old boys, and the bread to filling ratio is like spot on.
Yeah, so,
like,
it is.
It's perfect.
They don't scrimp out.
They're really, really good sandwiches, and they deliver fantastic because it's a sandwich. So, like, I think, like, Dubai's been missing sandwiches for all these years.
We want a good sandwich.
They've come in. bang.
They're like a New York style deli.
I want them to do a Tesco meal deal though. Sandwich, meal packet deal. Of crisps
does anyone here do meal deals?
No. The Tesco meal deal was like undisputed god tier.
I always want to do like a meal deal game where we can just talk about our favourite meal deals and meal deals from other people.
We'll have to do that, yeah.
Anyway. But going from the height of something which is quite delicious to something which is mid.
Oh, I love these ones.
Large mid. Sorry, Irish Village. I'm going to have to call you out here. I was looking very excited to it.
Whoa.
Let me explain.
Watch yourself.
I know. Let me explain. Irish Village, St. Patrick's Day. Right? Yeah. The Guinness is flowing. Might I add, the Guinness was delectable.
Okay, good.
Creamy. Right. Exactly what I want. Nice and cold and chilled. Going down the dream. Like one of the best Guinnesses I've had in a long time. Right? Top tier. I'm salivating. Now, they serve pork on the menu.
Okay.
Right? It's not prevalent in many restaurants here. Yep. Pork knuckle. I'm with a few people that are like Tazza, all the pork knuckle, Mr. Savage Appetizer, yeah. Mr. Reviewer. Pork knuckle, you're going to love it, right? All right, I'll order the pork knuckle. Pork knuckle comes. It's deep fried to a crisp.
Yeah.
Not in a nice crispy on the outside, melty, meaty in the middle. It's crisp and it's dry. It's dead.
Just literally dunked.
It looks
that
trash. Came with this kind of vinaigrette as well, which I don't know. It's just a weird combination. And that's
trying
what it does. It
doesn't balance out all the fat from it. But
yeah. It comes with fries. And it was, I'm sorry, guys. It was terrible.
It's funny you say that. Like, I went to McCafferty's. Amazing place. Like, go on the weekend. It's one of the top places to go. Guinness is excellent. Vibes are great. Food, large mid. Like, I don't know. Any, I think, obviously, McGett's. They do some good food.
They have some outliers.
Fibbers, God bless you. God bless you, sir. Fib McGee's fry up, like,
yeah.
It's 50 shades of beige, but my God, it is good.
Yeah.
But yeah, Irish pubs, come on, work on your
You know
food
what I
offering.
Do love about Irish food? They also have the thing called the spice bag.
Oh, is that with the chips and the peppers?
Chips and the peppers. Oh, they have that. And then they have breaded chicken, and they usually put this nice little gravy on it. I had it as well at Irish Village. By the way, that pork knuckle serves two, right?
Yeah.
I was like, no. I want more. I want the spice bag. There's only a very few select places in Dubai who have spice bags because you're Irish.
Yeah.
Got it. I'm thinking, that pork knuckle is terrible. At least the spice bag. You can't go wrong with spice. It's just fried chips, onions, peppers, and chicken, diced up gravy. Comes plate to me. First of all, it looks like someone's already ate that. It's not that great.
Someone's already been in the bag.
I was like, who's ate this already? Someone's had a nibble on my food already. Guys, I don't know what's happened. I don't know if it was because you were busy that day.
Yeah. I mean,
flavor
St. Patrick's Day.
It wasn't that. Usually that flavor was quite deep because I don't know. It's like Chinese spices.
Yeah.
Just shit. Oh. Just a bit of shit.
Irish
Village. The only thing that saved it was the Guinness. And the vibes were sick.
To be honest, what are you eating there at St. Patrick's Day? You eat Guinness. Guinness is one of your five a day. Rich in fiber and iron.
Getting my iron
in. It's the perfect drink.
No,
sponsor your boys. Come on, Guinness. Do what you need to do.
That would be the dream sponsor.
Oh, my
Guinness.
God. Can you imagine we just sit here with like Guinness on tap?
Guinness on top. Even we can have the Guinness on zero. So it's,
when we're sponsored by Guinness, we know we've officially made it. That's when we can put a pin in it. Like, we've made it. I will save us. Good. All right. Mark my words. Look to the camera. Break the fourth wall. This is going to be the hottest spot in the city. I found it yesterday. And
this is, man, big news, mate.
Honestly, mind-blowing. Yeah. Mind-blowing. Çardak Çag Kebab. Turkish Çag Kebab. So it's
Çag
like,
Kebab.
It's lamb shoulder layered with lamb fat on its side, cooked on a rotisserie.
Okay.
And then what they do is they get a skewer and they skewer through the crispy parts of the meat
and slice it.
And then they put an extra on the barbecue over the wood fire just to get it extra crispy so you can have it like medium rare, well done. And then they had this Adana kebab. So Adana is like the spicy kebab. And I saw it.
I love Adana kebab. Like
fat running all through it, like really, really like.
I had a Adana kebab when you suggested the place and when I went to Istanbul.
Yeah. So you know it's good. I saw this place and I was like, I reckon it's going to be good. Went down there and they served the çag kebab and I took one bite of this lamb.
Oh
my God, it is outrageous. It is salty.
Shit.
It's smoky. It's buttery, melts in your mouth. I was like, I had it and I was like, shit.
I'm hyped.
I was like, honestly, this is like authentic Turkish flavor like I haven't seen in Dubai. Like, my favorite Turkish restaurant here is Sorali. And I don't think anything gets close to it. This is like Sorali level. Sorali, watch yourself.
Whoa.
Yeah. Then I have the Adana kebab and I wrap it in the bread, in the pide. Oh. eat it, and it's just
I'm gonna cry. I'm literally gonna cry.
It's like authentic Turkish flavor, like you've never tried in Dubai, and it's gonna go mental. I trust me. This what,
okay, okay. In terms of that, Sorali's quite fine dining to a
yeah,
point.
No, this is complete opposite. This is like Turkish street food. They're like baking all their bread fresh on this big like round oven. They're doing the chag kebab. They're doing the adana, and then they're gonna do more dishes. But at the moment, like they're just doing the chag kebab.
What's it called again?
Chag kebab.
Chag
kebab. Yes.
C H A G.
So the place is called Chardak. It's C A R D. AK or C D E K.
Yeah.
Just type in Chardak Chag Kebab in Dubai. It's next to Slaw down near Satwa Way.
Okay.
Mate, it's gonna be big.
It's well, this episode's airing over Eid, so yeah. Go out and enjoy it.
They're doing like and at the moment the only thing is it's 35 dirham a skewer, so they give you two skewers to start
which is
pretty steep. I mean, like, after you eat three, it's pretty filling because it's just...
Is there a lot of meat on this skewer?
It's pure protein, yeah. Like, you're pretty...
Is there a lot?
Up.
35 dirhams is a lot of money.
That's what I was thinking. But then he is going to do something like Texas Day Brazil where you just pay and they just keep serving you chag kebab until you die. So
sign me up.
Yeah, that was one place. And then the other place, which I'm in love with. I'm so... bloody proud of them. Keep doing what you're doing.
So keep doing
I come back
doing.
From Georgia. I'm craving Georgian foods. Yeah. Like,
explain what Georgian food
Georgian
is.
Georgian food is like, it's hearty, it's warmly, it's like lots of like soups, borscht. You've got kinkali, which is the dumplings filled with meat and soup. Yeah. You've got kachapuri, which is cheese bread with butter and egg. You mix it all together.
Yes.
It's just like warms your soul.
Yeah.
And there's not been any good Georgian food in Dubai like in the last 9 years I've been here. The enter... Kartuli Georgian restaurant downtown.
Yes.
Behind the boulevard.
Downtown. Okay.
Location, not the best. Like, right. It's behind the boulevard, like address hotel. Yeah. You go in, it's like you're in a, like a Georgian house. Like, they've got like old Georgian furniture and rugs and like photos of like old Georgian people. It feels like you're in someone's house. It's so like comforting.
Love that.
And then bearing in mind, I've just had Georgian food like 2 days before.
Yeah,
and I had some good one. We went to like Pasanari in Tbilisi and I had their kinkali and I'm like, it's exactly the same.
Fuck.
It's proper, authentic. The only thing, the kachapuri for me needed to be done a little bit more. It looked a little bit anemic.
More like a I think. Did you do a little post on this?
I just posted some stories. Yeah.
Like, all right. So go to Just Food DXB's page.
Yeah.
You will see these Georgian. I saw it and it did look tasty.
Then they had all the sauces: the ajika, I forget the other sauce, the green sauce, and then the chicken barbecue. Mate, everything on point. I was like, yes.
Ooh, you've had some two banging places there.
Yeah, that was both yesterday. I was like,
you've had a great day of food.
It was a very good day of food.
Bloody hell. Well, okay, then fine. Then if you're okay, you're on a high of food right now, right? And because this is episode 10, we're bringing back one of our favorite segments.
Yes.
Because I think this might go on your contenders. I don't know.
I reckon.
One of our favorite segments, which we did once early on, episode 2 maybe or 3, 2, we had the infamous, the all encompassing. The drool, guys. So if you're just tuning in now and listening to our podcast and you haven't heard about the drool is basically our tier system.
Not a ripoff of the cool wall from Top Gear.
No.
Not a ripoff of
this
that.
We thought about this.
Completely separate.
Completely separate.
Just happens to rhyme, be similar sort of concept.
It rhymes with the same similar content and it's formatted exactly the same.
And we're definitely not going to get a physical board eventually where we're going to put the stuff off
definitely
and argue
not.
It.
Definitely not. Definitely. So basically, the drool wall is our kind of collection of dishes that we've had over our journey doing Savage Appetites. They could be good, could be bad, could be excellent. And we have it on this drool wall. And our drool wall is kind of divided in different tiers. Tell you what, by the way, from the last episode, we've added a new tier because we think we need a bit more divide, right?
Because basically everything was all in the same tier. So now we've got four tiers. Hit them with the tiers.
Tier 4, the lowest tier, right? Large, mid. Tell them what large mid means.
Large, mid. Just mid, large,
average.
Mid.
It's
average.
Okay.
Not really
it's
worth
okay.
It.
Save your Might money. Not be to everyone. Yeah, exactly. Tier 3 is a new tier, which I forgot.
I also forgot. What did you write?
What is it? I wrote it. Basically, this tier now will sit just above.
Worthy mid. Bites.
Worthy bites. Actually, so food that is... They're nice. Worth a try.
Yeah.
It's worth a try. It's nice. That's tier 3.
Yes.
Then we go on to tier 2. Epic eats.
Yeah.
Great dishes throughout the city. That's kind of our
You
idea.
Go there, you're having an epic eat, you're going to go there, you're going to like, you're going to enjoy it. Guaranteed.
Exactly. And tier 1, the God tier. reserved for only the best of the best, the creme de la creme,
yes,
of dishes that we've personally, in our own humble opinion,
curated.
Beautiful, fantastic ones where you have to go now.
Yeah, it's like
pause podcast.
If you're
go like, there
if
now.
You're literally listening to the podcast in the car and you're on Chickside Road, you swerve. just swerve all swerve. Eight lanes, all drive them. Responsibly. All across the eight lanes and go straight to this place right
exactly,
now.
Exactly, yeah. Otherwise, you're not a fan.
Simple as that.
Anyway, going back to our last episode, we basically put three dishes each in there. The reason why we've had another tier, because the last three dishes we've both put in, have all gone into the Epic Eats. And okay. Just to kind of give the viewers, the listeners, a recap, in tier two, as of right now, we have LPM Escargot, right? Which yep. is, we've put close to God tier because I think that is a fantastic dish. We have Bricks Cafe. We have the croissant
oh, yeah.
Bricks Cafe. That was Alex's suggestion. Epic. That's in Epic Eats. We have the lamb neck from Iranish, which also is in Epic Eats.
That was in Epic?
Yeah, that was it. We can move
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah.
We can
yeah.
move it. We can move it. We have Durham DXB, the original double.
Oh, it's still in Epic?
Still, I mean, yeah, we can
yeah.
change it.
Epic, yeah, yeah, I reckon.
Zebby Zeeks. This is a rogue show. I listened back to this episode.
Yeah, this is when you are high.
Yeah. This is Alex. I don't know what.
Or me?
Yeah.
This is your KFC spicy fries. Or?
That is also, that's in Epic Eats, by the way. And then Alex is also putting the top goal for the roast in Epic Eats.
Have you had it yet?
No. Go. I can't wait, deny it.
Okay,
I can't deny
what's
it.
His, like, credit where credit's due? I Yorkshire pudding guy. You follow him yet?
Yeah, the Yorkshire pudding, yeah.
The Yorkshire
yeah.
pudding. This oh, guy.
We need to get him on the podcast.
We need to get him on. Like, this guy has eaten every single roast
I love that
in
guy.
The city. Like, that's...
Do you know there's a Guinness guy as well?
Yeah.
There's Pie me. Man, Yorkshire Pie Man, Yorkshire Pudding Guy, and then Guinness Guy. That's where all you need it? To follow.
So episodes. Bearing in mind, so Toad in the Hole, 15 votes. So it's like one of the most rated ones, yeah. and it's up at an 8.97 out of 10.
Jeez! Yeah. Okay, that's good.
And like some
Who's
of the other ones.
Who's above it?
So I'll give you the top 10. So Mina's Kitchen has only got one rating out of 10, but it is really good.
Yeah.
Bedrock. It's got nine votes.
Bedrock in Pier 7.
Yeah, with Golf Simulator. Yeah, really good.
Yeah,
9.78.
Oh, fuck.
Ahead of Dinner by Heston.
Okay.
Which has only got two votes. Then you got The Strand, yeah. which has been really popular. 23 votes, 9.62.
Wow. Strand is, yeah, okay.
After that, The Nine Gastropub, which is, they do really good fish and chips. Like, it's down the obelisk. Down in the obelisk. Okay. Bit of a weird location, but really, really good British food. After that, The Guild, which at the moment is going viral
yeah.
for their roast dinner. Apparently, it's sick.
Yeah, I want to go to The Guild.
Coterie. The big boy.
I love a little Coterie roast.
9.46 out of 10, 23 roasts. I think a lot
that's
of people are going there.
I was
going
to say, that's the number one, I think, at the minute.
And then you've got Bybar, Stables, and The Roaring Rabbit.
Fair. Anyway.
Anyway. But like,
we'll get them on. We'll talk about that more in depth.
Yeah,
so, obviously, now we've got the four tiers, okay? Do we want to move any of them into where the eats?
What I'm not,
what's
I'm
it called
not,
again?
Let's leave them in where they are because I reckon they're all pretty epic.
Epic eats.
I want to move the Gardan lamb neck at Iranish. It's going up to God tier for me.
Okay, tell you what, we have to make a rule, okay?
What?
Only thing can ever go in God tier
yeah.
has to be both adjudicated by both of us.
Okay.
We both have to go.
Well, you need to go. I like it's,
you have put the nomination in.
I'm putting forward to the court the nomination for Iranish God tier item because it like everyone that's had it is like fallen in love with it.
Okay.
It's top
that
dishes.
Means that means by the next time we do the drool wall, which might be another five episodes or so,
yeah, you need
I've had to go. Because you put the nomination in.
I like this.
I like
we
that.
We have
too.
To like turn the keys at the same time.
Exactly. And it opens up.
God-tier.
That's only how God tier goes in. Exactly.
Goes in.
Okay. Go on then. So now we're going to choose our three.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to rattle through the ones that I've had. So.
You got, okay, one at a time.
Oh, you're doing one at a time. Okay, cool.
Well, all
right. So I'm going to put this chad kebab, right? I was willing to come in here today and put it in God tier.
You know what? I think you can do that because I fucking love kebabs. But, there's no reason why I wouldn't say that.
I was going to do it. I was literally in the car and then the guy messaged me and said it was 35 dirham a skewer. And I was like, I think that takes it down to Epic Eat. But like, I reckon if it was like 15, 20 dirham a skewer. Yeah.
From what I saw, it looks about 15.
15 to 20 dirham a skewer. I reckon that'd be fair. But like the quality is really good there. So I'm going to put it in Epic for now.
Okay.
When you go and try it, then we can join whether we want to.
Okay. That's an Epic. What's it called again? What's that dish?
Chag kebab.
Just called chag kebab. That's the name of the dish.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And shall I go? I'll go.
You go.
I think this is going to be a God tier. I'm calling it.
If it's anything like Wendy's or Hardee's, I'm going to jump over there.
So that's the one who got sponsored by them. I think this is, you're going to agree with me, mate. fatet chicken and rice from Bait Mariam,
yeah,
with the chili, sour chili paste.
And the yogurt.
You ain't getting much better dishes than these kind of worldly, illustrious dish.
I fully agree with you.
Yeah.
It's God tier item because I've had it 50 times and I still love it.
I've had it once and I was like, I'm in love.
But do you think if all of our listeners go and have that dish, they're going to be as in love with it? Is it palatable to everyone?
I don't care if you don't like it. It's our opinion. That's what it is. It's our opinion.
I think the issue is I've had it so many times now that I've kind of ruined it for myself. So like if you'd asked me the first like 10 times I've had it, I was like God tier all day long.
Well, I think it has to be solidified. There you go then.
It's on Epic for me. It's on Epic. I love it.
That's a point of contention. I think it's a God tier dish. I think it's one of those dishes that when people come to Dubai, in general, they should have that.
But then if you're going to go to Bait Mariam, if I was going to say like one thing, it would probably be like the kebab Mariam, the big one that looks at the Palestine flag. That you have that, you're like, Jesus Christ, like that is a serious dish.
Okay, fine. I think
I like this. You've knocked
it down a little bit then. All right, I tell you what, I'll give you an Epic Eats for now. Yeah. Okay? Go on then, you go.
I'm going to do Kartuli Kinkali soup dumplings that I had yesterday.
At the Georgian place.
They're going on Epic. The thing I will say, the prices at this place are not Georgian. Like, that's the only thing. So, like, three Kinkali were 36 dirham, which isn't...
For three. And they're quite big.
Not too bad. Bearing in mind, I was having probably 12 of them for that price in Georgia, but we're not in Georgia. But then they had things like the khachapuri, the barbecue, which is like 70, 80 dirham a dish.
Okay.
Like, their quality is high, and it is, like, more of, like, a premium place. But I think after paying, like, basically nothing in Georgia, it's a big adjustment. Fair. For people who are used to Georgia.
So you want
to
put that in Epic?
I'm putting their Kinkali, putting them in Epic Eats.
Fine. My next one, the only reason I've said this, because I order it all the time, and it's kind of my go-to. Farouj Al Abdallah, the whole chicken thighs with the garlic and chili bread. For me,
you really like that, don't you?
I have this thing. I've ordered it probably 634 times since last week.
Okay.
But
that's why you're looking so trim.
Okay, we're going to Ibiza. I need to be the calories.
Got my Whoop on now.
Got your Whoop, yeah. Yeah.
Your boy's serious about it. Yeah.
I love the Whoop. Got a new Apple Watch, everyone. The reason why I know it's an Epic Eat, because in my head, I'm driving home, I'm on Sheikh Zayed Road, I'm driving home from work and I'm thinking, just fancy something to eat tonight, something really good. It is a bit guilty, but in my mind, it's not as guilty because it's just chicken thighs. But it's probably slathered in.
The thing is, the
bread is
I've watched it being made.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to tell you.
Don't tell me how it makes.
All I will say is, there's a paintbrush involved.
Yeah, exactly. Do not tell me, because I'm like, it's just chicken thighs, that's protein.
It's chicken thighs and something else.
But the bread, the garlic and chili bread, which is just pure calories. Yeah. I still order that as well. I think it's an Epic Eat for me, because it's a go-to.
Agreed, Epic Eat. Looking back at things, I'm going to put some ones lower down. That Charsi and Shinwari place that I had the other day, you know,
Rewind.
The Shinwari with the Kubide, the Persian Kubide, and that I had it.
You went to his restaurant.
Soft opening. It's going in large mid.
I've thought
about it and I was like, I'm not happy. Chicken Tikka Inn also recommended to me for tandoori chicken in Albash, one of the OG spots. It's going in large mid as well.
Large mid as well?
Yeah, it's just like, meh.
No, it's a dish. You got to say it's a dish, not
yeah,
a
that's
restaurant.
Their, that's their, oh. Yeah, their chicken tikka.
Chicken tikka from Chicken Tikka Inn is a large mid.
Chinese duck. Squirter.
Oh, the squirter. We got a squirter.
Squirter, wow. I would say, would go into God if it wasn't 450 dirham a duck. Brings it down to Epic.
That's a lot of money. 450 dirham. Like, if that's like 100 quid.
But when you think, you got the duck skin, you've got the whole duck pancakes.
I get it.
Then you've got the carcass into the broth.
24 hours as well.
Yeah.
Preparation.
I reckon,
So what are you
going
to do?
That's going in Epic.
Epic. You know what? When I try it, that could be, because I love that dish. And I've not had that dish, as in that one. Could go to God. I don't mind it going into God if it...
And I will admit, like, I get a lot of haters. A lot.
Yeah.
And after posting that one, I had so many comments. Like, we went there, we had the duck, we loved it.
Yeah.
Place was fantastic. So It must be really good.
It could go. The reason why you don't want to put a got it is because it's a pricey dish.
Just because I know you can go other places and maybe get a little bit more affordable, but like the quality is there. It's just.
I remember ages ago, I was craving. Is it Peking duck?
Peking duck, yeah.
It's okay. Craving Peking duck. This is many years ago. And I was Googling Peking duck, where's the best Peking duck? And then it was like Hakkasan. Yeah. I was like, all right, fine. Let me have a look at Google on the, let's have the menu. And it was something outrageously priced.
I'll top that. But you carry on.
It was like
I will find
1,500 dirhams or something for Peking duck. So I never went there. But anyway, I actually do really want to go there. I'm going to go there probably next time before we go through this again.
Oh, I really
Shall I go to my last one?
Yeah, you go to that one. I want to find the price of this duck. It's going to literally make you scream.
I think this is a god tier dish. Another god tier dish.
Go on then.
And it's a very basic dish. Which we've all had. Ooh. And every single person who's tried this one small, it's a starter, by the way, it's not a main course, dish, has gone bangs, 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 bangs. No one has ever had that and gone large mid, terrible, don't really like it, can we not? So much so that I know chefs have taken that idea and in the UK have replicated it. And you're going to be shocked because it's a very humble dish.
You've built this up, you better deliver it.
The garlic knots from Pitfire Pizza.
Hallelujah.
I think we found one which solidifies the god tier.
Pitfire Pizza.
The garlic knots.
God tier. Turn the key.
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Hallelujah.
Come on.
That is going in a god tier. Undisputed.
Happy with
that.
I had them last night, right?
Perfect.
Obviously, I went to the one in Dubai Hills.
New license one. How is
new
it?
New license one. Great. Mate, have you ever had? We just said the same, boy. You ever had? Large portion of garlic knots.
Yeah.
With a crisp Heineken just sitting there. I was sitting at the bar as well. Yeah. Action, it's happening. And I'm sitting there, garlic knots, 1, 2, 3. Guinness, 1, 2. I only had one actually. But
Guinness?
Not Guinness, Heineken.
Slow down there,
that
baby.
That's a different level to that.
That would
that's
be.
That's beyond
yeah,
god tier. That's a, I don't know what that tier is. That is reserved for something. But yeah, 100% god tier item. If you haven't never had garlic knots, please actually just go to the restaurant and try it. Pitfire doesn't deliver as well as pizzas should do.
I disagree. I think Pitfire is a solid delivery. It depends on your location.
I've ordered it a few times and...
And peak times as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've ordered it a few times and it's come, but because I know it tastes really good. Yeah,
go
fresh,
and have it fresh
out of the oven is unreal.
God. A fresh Pitfire pizza, you can't beat it.
I had what we ordered was large garlic knots.
Yeah,
and who has a friend over, so it was three of us. Large garlic knots, large pepperoni, primo, and just a little rogue shout, which I actually really like the pizza. I don't know if you will. The Sputnik.
Oh, is that the one with the?
It's odd. I'm going to tell you guys. It's odd. It's a white based pizza. It's with potato, chicken, caramelized onions, rosemary. I think it's a really lovely pizza. Like I wouldn't order all the time. It's just like one of those things where, because we had the large pepperoni primo, I didn't want another red base. I wanted to try, and then we have a friend over, and I was like, I want you
mix
to try some
bit,
ale.
Yeah.
Such a love. They really loved it. Like, great. I don't think I can eat a whole pizza just that.
No.
It's nice to have a couple of slices and just mix up the flavor profiles of that dinner. But anyway, the garlic knots, you nearly fell off a chair.
There was Sam Douglas. He was like, what I do with the garlic knots is I actually pull the two ends off.
Yes, exactly.
He goes, I pull the two ends off and then I just eat the middle part.
I eat
the doughy undercooked part in the middle.
I pull them apart and then there's like this like oily juice just comes out of it, like butter.
So good.
It was like lacing my plate and I was like swiping it. I had the Gorgonzola ranch dip
That ranch dip. Yeah. And their pepperoni, you can't tell the difference between pork pepperoni, like that. That's what makes Pitfire just so bloody darn good. Keep doing what you're doing, Pitfire Pizza.
Love it. You got any more on these?
No, that's me.
That's you?
That's me. I think I was going to put Luti Polo. I think we've spoken about it ad nauseum.
Yeah.
Luti Polo. It was going to go on God tier. I'll put out Epic and I'll put forward a nomination when you try it. We'll see if it can go.
Okay, so what we've got, the nominations for...
Gardan. The Luti from Irenish. We'll go there, you try it, and then you tell me if it gets a bump.
Okay, fine. I'm looking forward to that then. Anything kebab-wise is the one. If you've got any more, we can move on.
Yeah, you can move on.
Right, let's wrap this wonderful episode up.
Here we go. Whole duck, demon duck, 700 dirhams.
Oh, it's just what you do. Maybe just not. Maybe we're not the guys.
Well, yeah, we're
not that
audience.
Guy, pal.
I'm not that guy, pal.
We're not spending that money. We're not that guy. We're the man of the people. Okay, in the news. going on to our final section of the day.
Yeah.
It's always nice. I've got one little news story.
Okay.
I'm going to go for it. You know, remember when Pickle was doing that, the Mexican...
The Birria Burger.
Beer Burger. They had like a Mexican, few Mexican items.
Yeah.
And then I think you could win a trip to Mexico.
Yeah.
And I think it's part of a larger campaign, like a global campaign them, as in going to different places around the world and customizing their burgers. Now, last week they released the Italian.
Okay.
The Italian menu. And I think you do win. Go on their socials to find out. But I think you can win a trip to Italy.
Yeah, I saw that.
So they've got a new menu then, as in just for those items.
Yeah.
We have, I'll go through them here. The Truff Mush Palm Cheeseburger. So that's your smashed beef patties, Swiss cheese, mushrooms, parsley, spritz of truffle, loads of parmesan and an aioli.
Yep.
Which I think would just
crowd favourite, truffle and parmesan.
Yeah. Next. I think it's all about truffle. I think that's what they're leveraging on. And then they have the same thing for the Impossible Burger, essentially.
Yeah. Have you tried their Impossible
Burger? No, I actually do. Mate. But you never look like, it's like, mate. There's no reason for me to order the Impossible Burger.
Your boy likes some meat. No homo. Yeah. I went there and they were like, blindfold, we're going to feed you the Impossible Burger and then you can tell us like if you can tell the difference. Cannot tell the difference. Like, I told my cousin, like his wife's vegetarian. She's trying to convince him to be a vegetarian. I know you're listening.
Yeah.
and he was ordering the Impossible Burger for like months. Like you cannot tell the difference. It's really, really impressive.
Good.
So yeah.
But the thing is like, there's no reason why I would ever order it. I'd only ever order it. Yeah. Actually, I'll never order it. I'll take a bite of someone else's. But you know, I'll try it. Then they have the Truff Mush Palm Sando. So that essentially the chicken, which is interesting because you can get the chicken at any spice level. I wonder how
spicy and truffle.
So I mean, I don't know. Maybe it does. Maybe so. You can choose a chicken at heat level, at any level. Swiss cheese, mushrooms, parsley, truffle, spits of truffle, and parmesan. Maybe I don't know. If
are they using fresh truffle or is it a truffle oil?
They say a spritz of truffle. So like I don't know what it means. I don't think it can't be.
Yeah,
too expensive.
Yeah.
And then they have the Truff Mush Palm fries. Essentially just the fries.
So it's the same in beef, chicken, Impossible fries.
Yeah, which I like. It's kind of like a good system.
Yeah.
And they tweak it to represent whatever. But they're only, these burgers and fries are only available in dining. I don't know why they do that.
Probably because they make more margin, I imagine, on dining. Because if you do it through delivery, then you're going to lose 35% on the aggregators. So
and maybe it convinces people to come in because it's a competition as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Fair, yeah. Because I was like, oh, I'm going to order it before we go on the pod.
I always see these things and I'm like, wow, I really want to try it. And I can just never bring myself to go back. I'm one of those people like, I struggle to go back to places that I've already been before.
Because you want to try.
I want to try like new places.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But you are a bit more of a rare breed on that.
I am a rare breed.
Because obviously it's your job.
I had something I wanted to talk about.
Ooh.
I don't know if it's going to affect this region, but I feel like, you know, content creators, like if you are listening to this, like you need a heads up. Like what's happening with the TikTok being banned in the US? Being banned in the US. Apparently Australia's already banned it.
What? No way.
Apparently UK, Canada are like also looking at it.
Let's hold back. Do we know the reasons why?
Well, China.
China.
You know, they're blaming China. China boogeyman. I'm not going to get into
politics, I get from the American's perspective. So from what I know, obviously, America are concerned that China can have sensitive information from TikTok. TikTok is saying we don't share any of our information with China, even though it's owned by a company called ByteDance,
which is
a Chinese owned.
And it will be owned by
China. So there might be some affiliations. They say we don't share any of our data. Our data is actually stored in
Texas, I think.
America.
Yeah.
America and someone else. And their whole cloud infrastructure is through Oracle, which is an American business. And they said they don't share it. Have you ever seen the live congressman talk when they have all the CEOs of all the big tech?
Yeah, yeah.
And some of the questions these congressmen ask are just fucking stupid. And it pisses me off.
What was the line? There was one line. It was like, if I send you an email through WhatsApp, can you read that email? And the guy's like, what are you talking about?
Like, honestly. They're so fucking...
This is the problem that they have.
Yeah, so you know what? And I heard now as well, some of these congressmen are doing it to get notoriety from themselves, their little 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, one of the congressmen who's questioning the CEO on TikTok, asked him like, "Oh, basically trying to allude to that he's Chinese," and the guy was like, "I'm Singaporean, I am not Chinese." And he's like, "Have you ever tried to apply for Chinese citizenship?" He's like, "No, I'm Singaporean. Like, why would I do that?" Don't. Then he's like,
have you ever eaten Chinese food? I mean, I've eaten Chinese food.
Yes,
China. Yeah, he's China.
So you do like China. There was another. Oh, there was one where it was like, someone asked, "Does TikTok connect to the Wi-Fi?"
Yeah,
it's like, oh no, does TikTok have access to the Wi-Fi? And it's a very kind of like open question. It's like, well, obviously that's how you use the app. But just some of the things I'm like, you're fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Like, stop asking these dumb. If you got some actually proper questions and you want to actually find out, use that platform then to talk, because you just make yourself look like a dickhead.
Yeah.
And I was watching, it's just winding me up.
It's ridiculous. When I remember a couple of years ago watching it and I was just like, how are these people in charge? Yeah. But luckily, we live in the UAE and people are far more switched on up in our government. Thank God for that.
I didn't know it was already banned. I know it's banned in India, but not because of the whole China thing. It's because I think there was some suicides.
Yeah. But I think with the US is trying to ban it now. Yeah.
I know that it's been passed in the House.
Yeah.
And it now has to go to the Senate.
Yes.
I don't know if it's going to pass the Senate. And then I'm hearing mixed reviews whether the Biden administration are going to approve it.
Yeah.
But it has to go for a lot more stage. But it's already been passed in the House.
What I would say is, to make it relevant to anyone listening, like, if you are a TikTok content creator and you are predominantly on TikTok, you really need to start getting your content onto the other platforms. Like,
Post
on YouTube, shoot shorts, get it onto Instagram Reels. You start getting on Snapchat. Like, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
Because if something does happen to that platform, like if it does get banned over in the UAE, I don't think it would be. But if it does, that's your livelihood gone. And I also think big international brands, they're going to start, I imagine, winding back their campaigns for platforms like TikTok.
Yeah.
So if you think imagine a McDonald's, I imagine globally, they're probably going to be like, look, we don't know what's happening with this platform. We don't want to invest too much money into campaigns on this platform.
That's a good consideration.
So I think, if you're one of those content creators, let's start.
I think that's the most anyway. I think as a content creator now, you do have that open-ended variety of platforms to post on. And I don't think you should ever just put all your... But I do know different audiences speak to different apps.
I always thought like you could just post one video on all three platforms. It doesn't work like that. Like, you have to create content for TikTok. You have to create content for Instagram Reels.
And
YouTube Shorts.
Exactly. Which we'll find out now. So this is our kind of business right now.
Do we let them know about the final? The final?
Oh, and we have some really special news, which is all around the old Savage Appetites. I'm going to let my lovely co-host announce something quite interesting. What's happened, considering we're only 10 episodes in, but someone emailed us.
We were contacted by Tissat Beach Canteen, part of the Dubai Food Festival, and they would like us to join the event as one of their podcast partners. So Taz and I are going to be on site at the event.
Yeah, baby.
Doing some podcasting.
Yeah, baby.
Doing some content.
Yeah, baby. High five. Up top. Woo!
I mean, like, we were completely taken back. Like, apparently the director had come from above. So we were like...
Someone at DTCM
They're
was
listening
like,
to our content and they
like,
what
boys at Savage Appetites know their shit. Yeah. Get them on. We want them in.
So we're going to be at the event for one day.
One day, Monday, the 20th. So the event starts...
Maybe change. Yeah. Subject to change, but possibly
so
Monday.
The event, as of right now, what we know is April the 19th to May the 5th at Nes Nas Beach in Jumeirah, which is just behind Sunset Mall.
Yeah.
So it's going to be obviously a long event. It's going to be full of like food trucks. There's going to be talks. There's going to be live cooking stations.
Yes.
All around good fun time. What you expect from a food fest. Great for the family. Great there to try new restaurants. There's going to be homegrown restaurants there.
Yeah.
People coming in to try and make a voice for themselves. I think it's going to be a really good event, right? And we're not sponsored. And we're not getting paid to do this, right? They were just asking us and we were like, we'll do it.
We did try.
Oh, we did try. They did £100 million for us today.
I think we might have priced ourselves. We value ourselves a lot more than other people do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, we did. So we basically said, we'd love to be a part of the programming. We're going to go there. We're going to film hopefully two podcasts.
Yes.
Live in their space, in their food theater.
Yeah.
And that will be on the actual Monday, which is Monday the 22nd of April.
Yeah.
So we're going to be there around midday. We'll have the final details. If you follow our socials anyway, could be posted on that. And we're going to do a live podcast.
I think I'll
be there. Yasmin will be there.
Oh, you're going to be down there.
She's not gonna be there.
So we're going to do two podcasts. The first one is going to be telling you exactly what you need to know about the event. Apparently, they've got a ton of new food vendors down there. Tissat Beach Canteen has always been known, like, they get homegrown concepts there first, and after that they go to the rest of Dubai. So I'm really interested in that part, so I'm gonna be sniffing them out. We're gonna be trying some of their food and tell you what you need to order when you go there. Second one, actually interviewing some of these concepts, whether it's the owners or the chefs. We're gonna basically be talking to them, finding out a bit about them, and then giving you the lowdown.
So it's a bit of fun. Like I said, it was not sponsored.
I'm excited.
I don't have to say anything about this, but I'm super excited. For us, a small little podcast. Just me and you. And 10 episodes in, and Yasmin's been pivotal to our success so far. Going number one in the charts, now getting this, it's only up and up. And we're going to have, on next episode, a special,
we've got a special edition episode. I don't want to say too much.
It's a special episode next week, when you listen to this, it'll be next week, which is something
very tasty.
Can I just say, it's also, can you guys... I just want us to get to 1,000 followers on Instagram. And we're hovering around 280, I think, in a minute. So I don't want you to do anything else. Just follow our Instagram, right? It helps us and it helps the show. And then eventually we could do more bigger things than this.
That's it.
You know, these companies, they look at statistics, right?
Send it to your nan. Right. How many of you listening? How many of you still have the nans? Them to your nans. They're good follows.
Just so I get that.
1,000 nans.
Exactly. Change that channel. Just follow us on Instagram. That's all we want.
Just nans DXB.
All right. On that note.
Yeah. Thanks very much for listening, guys. See you in the next episode.
Love you lots. Bye.
Peace. Savage Appetites.